Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I would say you. Pardon me, everybody. I had a, a cough, so I apologize if you're wondering what's going on. You know. Well, anyway, you know, I release videos on Vevo professionally, and I release videos on MTV. I don't know what. I think that the count is taken down. Because, you know, the real reason with the MTV video is I had Dove_Y, and I have no access to it. So I don't have no access to my MTV account. It was a long time ago. And I have released videos on YouTube and so on. So it's been fun to do. But you can see my videos everywhere. These are—you can't even see one of the videos I made on iTunes, but it was a long time ago. It's only one. It's only one. But you can see it on Tidal. I really want to get to know you. You can see it on Tidal. You know, I'm a professional singer-songwriter, and I'm not just a singer-songwriter. You know, singer who sings the recordings and who sing periodically or sometimes in front of people. I also write and play my music. You know, I learned that when I was young. The lyrics and the music is so, you know, so important to the song. So I learned to write the words to a music, and then I learned that the vocal or playing keyboards or instruments or drums, to make a melody for the words, for me to sing the words. So I wrote the lyrics to my words, and I created, was involved in the music, the melodies. I did work with other people on some of the recordings, one other person. There were, as you know, I've done songs that have never been released, where I work with several people on the song, and I did work with bands, but I'm pretty much solo right now. I probably am going to stay solo. I don't know if I can find a band. Those days have been over. I have not been in a band in a long time. But I wanted to let you know that all that stuff has been out. I said this many times before. But the artists, the business side, for me, just like a lot of artists, has been difficult. You know, just getting myself out there, it's very difficult. People wondering if I'm singing at censorship, I'm going to say not that often because I've done it so many years. So let's just say I'm getting older. So I'm also a songwriter. So if you consider me a singer and a songwriter or one or the other, that's fine. I do the best I can, you know, because some things in life are too difficult to understand, you know. As I told you about before, the artist side is very difficult because of being a creator. You know, you heard about what creators could go through, the dark side. And my dark side is dealing with, as I said before, people who don't understand me or want to take that dream away. And I don't want to be negative now because it's not for me to be negative. Because I've been doing this for so many years at my age, so I had to be positive. But I dealt with things like where people say I didn't deserve to be. Somebody said I didn't deserve to make it to the next level after doing it for so many years, decades, or which is such an evil human being to say that. I would never tell somebody they don't deserve to make it who've been doing it for 30 years, you know. Or 20 years, you know, that's, I pay my dues many times over. Or be harassed because I have talent or whatever. But in spite of it all, I am okay. And, you know, the copyright and control of my rock songs that I recorded or songs that I recorded with other people that have not been released. I do have an audio tape of, I think, of me with a group. I have not played it, but I'm, you know, it's a bunch of guitar, it's guitar, bass, drums, and me singing some songs. So, it, you know, it's on an audio tape, and I have a videotape. I don't know if it's still there in my room, which I was on stage, but that's a long time ago. So I have some glimpses of what I did in the past, but I'm not going to release it because it doesn't pertain to 2023. And I try to be positive, but all I want to say about the copyright publishing thing, if you're a songwriter, copyright, publish your stuff. Protect your music. It's too much stuff, too many people saying they wrote this and wrote that, but if they didn't copyright it, and more importantly, they didn't write the music or the lyrics, then forget about it. It's so important to own your material. That's how I feel, because you can say you own the material, but you need the copyright. So when I release my songs, before I release them, I have to have the copyright registration. Then I can release it, because it protects the music. So if you know anything about the business of music, which I didn't, I learned slowly. I was not aware of the business, and a lot of creators are not. I'm one of them. But I know more over time, slowly over time. And by the time I knew, I was like, I wish I knew that when I was younger. But, you know, I was concentrating on the performing side, but it's more than just a performer. A long time ago, it's a business, and there's a songwriter, there's a producer, all this stuff in the background with the singer or the artist or the band. So there's so much to know about the industry. And I say for those who are fledgling artists, who are starting out, who want to make it in the industry, you should get a lesson, take business classes. I didn't learn that. That's why I struggled a long time. And, you know, if you're going to Hollywood, come to Hollywood like I did, make sure you have some money. Make sure you find a place to live. You don't want to be homeless. There's so many horror stories of what happened to people who came to Hollywood wanting to be a star. And I saw them and seen them, and I lived it too. I was homeless briefly, on and off, for 3 or 4 years. And I learned a lot. So please save your money. We got computers now. They didn't have computers when I came out came out here. So computers, look on there, find an apartment, find a place to live, and make sure you have your life. And if you write a song or whatever on your guitar, your keyboard, or whatever, or you sing out the melody, or you sing out the song with the melody and the lyrics, protect your music. So there's too much stuff going on, you know, with people saying they owe something and they don't, or they do, or whatever. There's so many people saying they owe this and they don't. But I did write the music. As I get older, I concentrate a lot on the songwriting, because I may just be a songwriter, because the artist thing, you know, as you get older, it's like, I've done it so long, I mean, but I'm still going to create. I'm still going to be positive. Because, you know, being an artist is very difficult because very few get it. And the reason why is because it's such a longevity to get it, but to just still believe that it can come true. And that's what I want to say, still believe that it can come true. Now, when I wrote with somebody that I'm not writing no more with, I wrote a song about the illustration of my life out here in L.A. What did I come out here to L.A. to do when I first got off the Greyhound? I got off the Greyhound and I went to downtown L.A. I had my suitcase and I went to Traveler's Aid, L.A. because I really, you know, I had to find a place to live. But I had that dream. I was so ambitious. I was so fearless for my age and my size. People did not believe that I was a musician. I didn't have an afro, and I didn't have long hair. I wasn't dressing a glitter or whatever. I couldn't do that while I was a homeless person because I was coming to a place that I didn't know. I didn't know anybody in L.A., and I wasn't out here to just be an actor. I was looking at Hollywood, the symbol of Hollywood. That's the Hollywood sign, and that sign always had been, it's on my records, where I first saw the Hollywood sign, and that's the symbol of the dream. So I decided to, not too long ago, write a song about it. It's a part two version of the song, and you probably heard it. You heard it on a online radio, or you've seen it in videos on YouTube or Vivo, wherever. I wrote two versions of it. I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, which I play the keyboard, which I play all the time, you know, for practice on my keyboard or synthesizers to write that song. It's the same lyrics, but Hollywood, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. That's the name of it. I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. That's the first version. Then the second version is I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, part two. Now, that's a recording studio version. As my melody, the playing the keyboards is on there, but I did work with another person, a different melody, and I sing it differently. And here it is, as I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, part two. Now, this is the second version. You know, that Hollywood dream, I wrote it because the Hollywood dream is so difficult to obtain. You know, you hear about how hard it is to get. And if you get it, sometimes it could take the whole lifetime. It's just so hard to get to. And it's like a lottery system. I think winning the lottery, you have a better chance to make it in Hollywood, you know. Is so many people coming out here to do it. And when I was out here in those days, I went straight up to Hollywood, and I was like, had my suitcase. And, you know, since then, as I evolved, did I change? I still had that dream. I still had it. You know, it's like my stance was like, I can't, you know, it's like, it, you know, it's like I have it inside me. I got to get it. But coming across other artists, I met actors, I met musicians. They did not make it. They gave up. People had told me to give up on the dream. There was a band that I was with a long time ago. They gave up. They told me, you're wasting your time. Go back to school. Go get a job. You know, go get a good job. I mean, you work these, you know, part-time jobs to for the band, but don't do that no more. You know, they told me, you know, one guy said, you know, it's a waste of time. You know, and I was like, you know, I don't want to give up. And he said, give up. Well, that's the reason why it doesn't happen, because people give up. And I was like, if I give up, then I'd be thinking, okay, what if I done this or do that? Well, I will say the reasonable explanation, I will say, is if I gave up after 10 years or 13 years, it probably would be understandable, because that is a very long time. But I didn't. But, it, you know, and then even though I, you know, don't do as much as I used to, I have to adapt. I have to go back to college and try to get a better job that I could probably get to. But when I went to college and I got my BA, and then afterwards, there was this missing, something was missing. I was disillusioned with academia in terms of, I love academia, but something was missing. And when I left, when I wasn't an artist, it's kind of like I was struggling to be myself. So I didn't know what it was. Until I started singing again, and, you know, but I was, you know, I sung for like 16, 17, 18 years. And then I took like, you know, a little detour, and I was like, okay, I got to do it. So within a year, I went back to doing it. It was very hard, you know, so I felt better when I started going back to create songs and sing, you know. It was so much a part of me, so, but the thing is that, yeah, I know it's no guarantee the dream won't come true, but you in order for it to do it, you have to persist in some form or another. It's, in some ways, it's out of my control because one ingredient that happens with getting the Hollywood dream is the luck factor. A lot of people are not as lucky. You know, I was not as lucky. I had so much unlucky situations. I didn't get the right person to come to me. In fact, I had so many unlucky situations where people wanted to stop me and wanted to sabotage me and wanted to take it away. But and I've seen it happens where people say cruel, evil things or say I didn't own my music or even though I made it in the studio and all kinds of lies and, you know, jealousy. And, you know, that's how dreams are taken away. But, you know, it's to have to be positive and continue, and the best explanation is to continue. But I also be aware that I don't have control. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have to have myself and live in myself and continue to do other things to try to have a life, because life is too short, which I learned, which I didn't learn when I was younger. I was so like, I got to do it. This is all I got. To whereas now it's like, okay, I can do it, but life is not over, you know, whatever happens. You know, life is too short, you know, because, you know, no matter, you know, when I leave this planet naturally in 50 years or whatever, whenever, I'm going to be gone forever. So while I'm on this planet, I have to appreciate what I have and do the best I can. And hopefully that luck factor will happen. It's such, you know, the competition, and not to take it seriously about whether someone rejection, because rejections are normal, but it does hurt when I send a CD and they say it's unsolicited, or in the past where I send a CD to a record company or try to get it to a manager, and, you know, no, we don't like it, or, you know, and I did come across, you know, so I went through a lot. But I release videos, they're on Spotify, they're on Deezer, they're on YouTube, so I continue that dream. I did come out here to be a professional singer-songwriter. I did not come out to L.A. to be an amateur. I did not come out to L.A. to just do it for a hobby. When I say hobby in a song, it means just do it for fun, you know, just play around and just have fun and that's it. That was not what I came out to L.A. to do. If that was the case, I would have stayed where I was in New York State. I came out here to do music. I came out here to do it for a living, to write for, or be a songwriter, write for some professional and make a living at it. And that's the dream. And I've been criticized. I'm in a situation where I'm not living in West Hollywood or Hollywood, where it's the center of everything for it. But Hollywood encompasses not just the city, but also, you know, like San Fernando Valley or Beverly Hills or Santa Monica, where they have record companies, or Burbank, where they have record companies, or around downtown LA. That's part of Hollywood, you know, the Grammy Museum, all kinds of situations where the explanation is to continue to be myself and go for that dream. And, you know, and then I realized, well, probably the reason why they trying to sabotage or say this and say that, the naysayers, is because they probably were going for their dream and they gave up on theirs. I can't give up on mine. This is what an artist goes through. So I release videos on Spotify, I release on Deezer. I'm very much aware of my age, reality. I know I have to have a plan B. Always a plan B at my age, you know. I am a singer, songwriter, musician. I have done a lot, and I will continue to do so, but in my own way. The knowledge is to continue to go for it, because that's the only way for me to know. No matter what happens, I did all I can. It's not my fault in the situation. The only thing I can do is improve my songwriting and try something new, and I did. Like Basic Jam Part 2, I experimented with hip-hop. I usually was rock, and then I experimented with rock and pop, and then I made changes to my music by experimentation, because for me, experimenting is the way for me to enhance myself. Even though I feel like I'm going circles sometimes, and I have also these doubts, you know, which is also I would call a dream killer, and I don't want to doubt myself, but that's human being, being a human being, especially if I've been a struggling singer-songwriter. I've been doing it for years, and I've done all I could. I've done the best that I could do at the times that I did. And I did perform, so, you know, what can I do? And then I look at my health and look at everything, and yes, I can walk the stage. I'm very healthy to do that. Basic Jam Part 2 is what I wrote by myself. Here it is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. You know, I love the tongue, but now I'm going about to play the unannounced performance. I don't know how I'm going to sound, so I hope I sound good. So if you hear me, it's a song I've written by myself. It's called Basic Jam Part 2. I played it for, you know, years. I made up the melody on the keyboard and the song and the drum beats and the voice. Here we go. So it's nice. It's Basic Jam Part 2.
A performance on my podcast. As you know, I do performance on my podcast. I didn't even do I Wanted My Hollywood Dream to Come True, which was a different version. You know, it's like a keyboard version. You know, I just played it, you know. Here it is. Dreams to come true. That's the name of it, the keyboard. I want it to make my dreams come true. I want to be careful what I say because when I do my podcast, I talk so fast and people probably don't understand what I say or misinterpret what I say. I wanted to make my dreams come true. It's just a keyboard melody. I did not really sing it. There is words, and it's really good. It could be like a good pop song, but yes, and I want to say I copyrighted it. Anything that I release or play on podcasts is copyrighted. Basic Jam Part 2. Well, anyway, and then I did this little acapella, just making up a song with my voice. because I use my voice as an instrument. But that's, I've been saying that for years, haven't I? But, you know, it's fun to do. But this is what an artist can go through, as you know. And it's really a tough disposition to be in, but that's life. I chose this life. I've been an artist since I was a child, and I developed the will to do. But at the same time, while I have to branch out to other things in my life to balance my life, you know, love of self, and I'm also intellectual. But I'm truly an artist. And it was my dream. It always will be my dream. And thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.